Tech guy Richard Pascoe, good morning.
Good morning, Darren.
Are you going off to America soon?
I do, Darren, and let me tell you right now, so I'll be there Thursday week I leave. I will not be caught in my budgie smugglers while I'm gone.
Oh, those boys, hey?
Those kids.
Those crazy seriously. Kids. They probably deserve to go to jail for a couple of hours for that, I reckon.
Yeah, they do, because that was really was... It should, they should, that's something that should be pixelated on TV, seeing those blokes jump around, seriously.
I mean, I was happy Mark Webber won too, but please. But Look, they've got their 5 minutes of fame, no doubt about that.
Yeah, I think they're going to get more than 5 minutes. Yeah.
All right, so why are you going to America? I assume you're going to check out some Google stuff.
Some Google stuff while I was there. I actually have a meeting set up with Google while I'm over there. Lots of tech stuff, and just have a general look around the states. I've been there for a while, so going to San Francisco, New York, and Los Angeles.
Half your luck. All right, speaking of Google, the new phone, when's it coming out?
October 20th. You can actually go online, order it today, or you can order it through Telstra stores only as well. So it's the Pixel and the Pixel XL. So one's a 5-inch phone, one's a 5.5-inch phone, comes in two sizes, 32 gig storage or 128 gig. Both have got fingerprint sensors on the back because we love fingerprint sensors on there. It's got Google's new assistant software. So you really will, it's like Siri, you will talk to your phone and say, can you make reservations here for me, play this music, put appointments in my calendar. Really good camera on there as well. They're saying it's the best smartphone camera out there. I reckon I've heard that before on every phone that gets released. 12.3 megapixel lens on there as well. But what they're going to also provide you is no matter how many photos or videos that you take on your phone, they will give you unlimited storage on Google for it. So you can take 10,000, doesn't matter. They will back them all up for you as well. Phones come in three colors, black, blue, and silver. And the best thing about this is that all security updates will be pushed down immediately. So there is no waiting or anything at the moment as you get with some of the other smartphone makers on the market, apart from Apple, I've got to say. So you can order them online today or go into your Telstra store, but pick them up on October 20th.
All right. So how much are they going to sell for?
About $1,200.
Okay. So it's same...
It really is an iPhone competitor. So the pricing, I think, is around about $1,200.
Righto. Okay, now, speaking of smartphones, you got some battery tips.
I do, because we always want to get that extra life out of our battery, and I've got to say, over here in South Australia, we suffer from power failure where the whole state goes out, which was just a disaster. If you want to extend your battery life, turn down the brightness on your phone. The screen takes more battery than anything else.
Yeah.
Now, if you're going through what we call weak Wi-Fi areas, which where we've got like central CBDs where we've got free Wi-Fi everywhere, your phone searches for it all the time. It's out there and it will drain your battery as well. So if you need to, turn off your Wi-Fi as well. Turn off Bluetooth if you don't need it. But one of the big things is turn off push email. Now, that means that your phone doesn't go out and get your email every 15 minutes because that can really drain your battery life as well. So turn that to manual. So every time you want to check your emails, it will just go out and get it then.
Yep.
And turn off background refresh for apps as well. You don't really need to know what Facebook's doing every 5 minutes.
Correct. Now, Facebook, you can sell stuff on Facebook. Is this right?
That is coming down. It should be any day now. You will see it on your iPhone or your Android device. So you open up the Facebook app and it's got a little marketplace icon in there. So if you've got something to sell, you can sell it on Facebook. It will target people in your local area. It's a really good, I've got to say, it's a really good idea, but we're going to see Facebook really take on eBay as far as selling crap that we want to sell online. You know, there's no other word for it sometimes, some of the stuff you see on eBay. But, you know, there'll be legitimate businesses sell stuff on there as well.
Oh,
sorry for all the people that I just upset about that.
Oh, that's going to be huge. People will just get into that. I can see that being massive.
So can I. I really can see that being very, very big about selling stuff, especially because Facebook are good at targeting an area. That's what I really like. So when you, if you're in a business and you advertise on Facebook, and I've got to say for business out there, it's the most cost-effective way of doing it. You can actually target an area from a couple of kilometres out to 50 kilometres out for your ad as well. So I'm presuming it's going to do exactly the same thing.
Good stuff. Good on you, mate. We'll talk with you next week.
No worries. Thanks, Darren.
I can also just go straight to Richard's website, which is excellent. And it is talktech.com.au. That's talktech.com.au.